Investigators have released a scathing report into the United Nations handling of child abuse committed by French peacekeepers deployed to the Central African Republic. Desperate children in need of food were asked to perform sexual favours by French and West African troops who'd been sent to protect civilians from sectarian violence last year. Joel Keep reports.
A gross institutional failure. That's how an independent investigation describes the UN's handling of sexual abuse committed by troops under French command in the troubled Central African Republic.
The report depicts a United Nations that failed to respond meaningfully when faced with information about reprehensible crimes against vulnerable children.
Four French soldiers are being questioned regarding child sexual abuse in the CAR, with another 14 people under investigation. It's not the first time peacekeepers have been accused of preying on civilians, nor the first time the UN has failed to act on such complaints. Dr. Melanie O'Brien at Queensland University's School of Law tracks sexual abuse committed by peacekeepers overseas.
Sexual exploitation and abuse has been an ongoing problem in peacekeeping operations for many years. It's only in the past 10 years or so that the UN has stepped up to the plate and taken action to try and reduce the amount of sexual exploitation and abuse being conducted by peacekeepers.
The revelations may never have come to light if it weren't for a Swedish diplomat who leaked details of the abuse to French officials. And as Compass was subjected to disciplinary action by UN bosses after leaking the material, who accused him of mishandling classified information. But the UN Secretary General exonerated Compass and found he had been the victim of a malicious witch hunt. Melanie O'Brien again.
What has happened in the case of the Central African Republic, we have the problem with what we call whistleblowers. And unfortunately, it seems that the UN doesn't have protection for whistleblowers, which is a common problem even at domestic level around the world. One of the problems that's always been is the issue of boys will be boys, and then it gets swept under the carpet.
Meanwhile, in the capital, Bangui, civilians remain trapped in the middle of fighting between fundamentalist Christian and fundamentalist Muslim militias. Groups of civilians have descended on the UN peacekeeping mission there, pleading for protection. They want peacekeepers to move against Islamist gunmen who have been attacking a majority Muslim neighbourhood known as PK5.
Us, we're not politicians, we're apolitical. There are also students in PK5. We are being held hostage by people who have a political agenda.
French and then UN peacekeepers were sent to quell violence between Christian and Muslim militias after the ouster of President François Bozizé in 2013 led to a sectarian split that has killed thousands of people. Elections set down for 2 days after Christmas are hoped to bring stability to the country.
Joel Keep reporting.